Back now with Day to Day. Lots of companies are releasing profit statements today, including five big ones on the Dow Jones Industrial Average of 30 companies. Here to talk about what this means is Janet Babin from Marketplace. And Janet, let's talk about these five companies reporting today. Who are they?
Well, it's really not important exactly which five are, but I mean, I wanted to talk specifically about the Dow and how the Dow sort of represents established companies. And I'll give you some examples, like McDonald's, world's largest restaurant company, listed on the Dow. General Electric, they're also on the Dow. But then Intel, microchip maker, they're listed on the Dow as well. So the Dow has changed somewhat over the years, but many analysts do consider the Dow a pretty good thumbnail of corporate America, more staid, and it offers a snapshot of what's going on with our economy. In comparison, as many people know, the NASDAQ tends to be made up of younger companies. It's known for being tech-heavy, somewhat faster-growing companies, more of that go-go stock market feel.
And what do the earnings reports look like today?
Well, in general, I want to keep it sort of in general, but most companies did have good things to say, but still there were some wildly divergent reports. McDonald's reported a 53% rise in quarterly earnings. DuPont had a 45% decline. And 3M, the company that makes tape and Post-it notes, its fourth quarter profits were up, but sales fell short of expectations.
And as we just saw with Ford, just because a company posts a profitable quarter, that does not mean that things are going well at all, right?
Yeah, that's right. I talked to an expert about this. Rick Whittington is with the investment bank Caris & Company. And he says earnings statements aren't exactly transparent, and even the experts disagree on what it all means.
There's always every day a big debate, an ongoing debate, as to what significance is to be drawn from a particular earnings result. Sometimes it's plain common sense, which your listeners would bring to the party, is probably worth its weight in gold here.
So, like he says, you can't really extrapolate information from one balance sheet or even five balance sheets. But the Dow is a good overall indicator of the economy.
Janet Babin of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace, and Marketplace is produced by American Public Media.